Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Hello, sunshine. It's going to be a great day today, temperature-wise. Going to be good night yesterday, so enjoy.
Yeah, you could, I don't think tomorrow you could do Thanksgiving outdoors, but...
No, today definitely probably could.
It's not going to be the classic pilgrim Thanksgiving,
no.
Right?
No, it's no. Not. I think we got mid-40s for tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the coldest day of the week. Today, they said 57, and then back to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all looking fantastico, so there you go.
I cracked the seal. And went to the Hy-Vee deli yesterday and just, you could walk up to that deli with a plate.
Really?
And it would be no different than Thanksgiving. They have everything. That big, thick cut.
Oh, did they have the turkey? Because talking about that. Okay, all right.
Sweet. So you went ahead and got yourself a little teaser for what's to come.
A sandwich.
I got everything.
Oh, nice.
I was like, I'll do a half pound of that. And then you see how small a half pound is.
You're like, well, obviously, I need to dump that up then.
I just got
to
tell those guys, just fill the...
You have three choices
of tubs.
Yeah, just fill it and weigh it.
And then when you're watching the guy try and get the perfect amount of half a tub, and you're like, no, fill it to the brim.
That must be their... I mean...
I didn't realize you were shopping for a family, sir.
They really get it right. Like, how often do they go... When you ask for half a pound and they go over, do people go, we'll put it back?
That's
probably sweet old ladies, right?
Probably sweet old ladies.
But think about that. I'll never eat that in a million years.
If that's
your gig.
The guy
always gets the perfect amount.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that's your gig.
And he goes half a pound, and I go, no, fill it all the way to the top.
Fill it to the top. But then if that's your gig, that would be your challenge to nail that half a pound, right? Right at half a pound?
I think I pay attention so much because that's what I'm going to be doing for employment.
You're a broken down piece of meat.
When we're all like the wrestler. I got a hairnet on.
You have to wear the beard net too, by
telling
the way.
Telling radio stories. People are like, are you,
I don't care, man. I just want my pastrami.
Are you talking to me? I'm like, yeah, anyone who's listening.
Half a pound. Hey, guy, just give me half a pound.
But man, it was good.
Was it? Did you do the sandwich?
Turkey and... thick stuffing sandwiches.
Ooh, good. They made stuffing too. They had stuffing there.
I'm telling you, they have everything.
Wow.
You could walk in there with the big plate.
It's probably smart that they do that.
Just hand it to them and go put a little
half pound.
You're like, sir, this is not your kitchen.
It felt like it.
All right, we got what's trending coming next. Also, pink tickets up. We grabbed the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, we've got holiday travel. Everybody is getting out there, but some traditions have changed. They're saying that they've noticed something that's changed since COVID in how
I'm
people
sure.
travel.
All right, we'll get to that next. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Channel 94.1 and the Woodhouse Auto Family present our 20th annual diaper drive.
Our goal is to collect over 1 million diapers for the Lydia House at the Open Door Mission.
December 9th and 10th, we will be at the Linden Market Hy-Vee on 132nd and Dodge, filling the Werner Enterprises semis with your donations.
Special thanks to Titan Medical, Rocket Car Wash, and Methodist Health Systems for doing their part to help with this year's diaper drive on Channel 94.1.
Here's what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Yesterday in the World Cup, they saw their biggest upset in World Cup history when Saudi Arabia beat Argentina.
Mm-hmm. So Leo Messi, you know, one of the greatest. Mm-hmm. Like, people have heard of Pele. Yes. Messi will be up there like probably one of the five greatest or top three. So since this is probably his World Cup, it was like shocking to see. There were great goals. Saudi had two great goals.
Did they really? Okay.
2-1.
Wow. I mean, they're going to make it a national holiday in Saudi Arabia.
I saw that.
Isn't that fun? They announced it immediately. They were like, let the party. Everybody in Saudi Arabia was partying. They're like, let's keep it going.
It was so cool to watch.
If we did that, why can't we organize something like that?
I don't know.
The president comes out and goes, everybody's going to get laid.
I don't know why not. I mean, why not? So has Saudi ever made it to the next round?
I'm sure, but this is just a big...
It's a matter of like, so Argentina is ranked third in the world, and they've been unbeaten for years, and they were expected to just sweep Saudi Arabia. There were 48 places separating the two teams in the world rankings.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was like, what?
Upset.
Well, nobody saw that coming. One of the things that also came as an upset, Cristiano Ronaldo is leaving Manchester United.
It wasn't really a shocker. This all happened before the World Cup, but now
they finally
It's becoming a distraction to the Portuguese soccer team. They play tomorrow, I believe.
And then one of the other things is that something is different happening at the World Cup. Teams are playing longer, a lot longer. They're reporting that a typical soccer game, you know, 90 minutes of regulation, 245 minutes halves. The refs this time around are really being sticklers about keeping the game action accounted for.
They're doing, they call it injury time. Mm-hmm. So we noticed in the first day of soccer, there was, in the first half, they added
14, wasn't it? Something like
14 minutes to the first half and 10 minutes to the second, which double digits is crazy. Back in the day, they would add 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, but 14.
You add 14. That's
so.
That's,
yeah, the England Iran game, that was 15 the first half, 14 the second half, and then there was another one where it was like Netherlands Senegal that I don't think any of us watched. But
so soccer goes 45 and 45. It's supposed to be 90 minutes, and it's a running clock. It never stops. So at the end of each half, you'll see the ref on the sidelines who does substitutes hold up that sign.
Saying how much time it is.
8 minutes. And the announcer will be like, plus eight.
Okay.
And then it's not even a set eight. It's still him on his stopwatch.
If somebody gets injured during the eight, then it's like 10.
It'll still be a 10 or 11 where he only set eight.
Yeah.
And the announcer's like, it can stop any time. But it's clearly the next play. So, like, if the one team's got the ball, he doesn't just randomly blow it. He waits until somebody does one more play.
All right.
And then he blows the whistle. It's pretty
exciting.
Game
over. All
right. But some people are like, wow, it's getting to be like Western sports.
Yes.
You know, people used to like soccer that it was 2 hours, it's in and out. Now they're starting. It's getting longer while the whole rest of the world's trying to speed up their games.
It's getting longer, and there's still no beer served at the stadium in Qatar. COVID changed one of these Thanksgiving traditions. When people travel, Wednesday has lost its title as the most traveled day leading up to Thanksgiving.
Usually, what day is it now?
It's basically, it's spread out. They said anywhere from Sunday and Monday, those had new records of people traveling. Since everyone can kind of work remotely, they're like, why not let's just get there?
We're the only people in our
building
cluster.
Yes.
Feels like building. So everybody took off today, so they traveled yesterday.
It's weird. It's like we're not supposed to be here.
People are traveling on different days. You can save a lot more money doing that. I mean, if you look at the price of tickets, if you have that kind of leniency. But one of the things is that they said that it is like pre-pandemic levels. They haven't seen people travel like these numbers since 2019. So I guess on Monday before Thanksgiving, you know, so what was it? Monday, they had 2.3 million people
traveling
that they screened. Yeah, TSA. Historically, Wednesday and Sunday are the big ones. And now, you know, with remote working, it's anybody's game. And we're getting ready for a holiday tradition. UNMC, their outdoor ice skating rink, opens for the season December 3rd. They made the announcement that it'll be running December 3rd through February 5th.
That's next weekend. I can't believe November's already gone almost.
I know.
I wish they still did the ice rink down at the Capitol. I thought that was going to be a forever thing.
Yeah, I don't know why they stopped that.
Because the one at UNMC is cute, but, you know, it's really tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice that they were, you know, bringing back. Because there were years that we did it outside down across 10th Street.
Yeah.
Across from Barrios. Remember that? They had the outdoor rink.
Mr. Toad's, have some cocktails, and then roll right over there.
Yeah, Conagra used to do that.
I'm sure that's a plan maybe to do it. You could do it now down at the new mall. There's plenty of open space that maybe they could do that. But they got to bring back that ice rink. Of course, it would be, it's almost too warm.
Oh, unless you got that fake ice, you know, the one where
that was
it's
a
like-
disaster.
Yeah, that don't. That
they
fake
did that
ice
one year.
Work.
They
yeah.
WW did that at Bentown Crossing, and it didn't.
It didn't
work.
Yeah,
really? Is it like super tacky, like sticky? Where like
it's not
it's
ice skating.
Hard.
It didn't work.
Like, yeah.
Have you ever gone ice skating on carpet?
I can
not
imagine.
Intentionally.
That's how it works.
It's just people standing around and crying. But like I'm just
they
saying, it's fun to ice skate
there.
When it's cold out.
Yeah,
you know when you have rosy cheeks and you need. Cocoa after.
God, I remember when I went down there for that day, and I didn't tighten up my skates tight enough. God, my ankles were killing me. I just hung on to the side. This is fun.
Nobody ever really does. That's pretty common, though. Like, when you don't skate much,
yeah.
You know, you don't lace them up, so your ankles go yeah. limp.
They go mm-hmm. limp, and then they hurt so badly, and you're trying to have fun. But inside you're like, I hate my life.
You look like a wounded gazelle. I wonder if somebody dropped a lion out there on the ice, if they would immediately attack you.
They look at him, the weakest the guy in the pack.
Bent ankles, holding on to the side.
And I remember I was dating someone at the time when we went down there, and I said, oh, I'm just inviting all your friends. So I invited her friends and everything, and oh my God, that ended up in tears at the end of the night because she thought I invited all of her friends because I was going to make a giant proposal.
Uh-huh, well, you bent down that. To tie your skates and she started crying. She thought you were going to come up with, every kiss begins with K.
And you're like, nope. I invited all your friends because I need a buffer. We are so breaking up.
Exactly.
How many women are fooled by the accidental take a knee at Thanksgiving?
Oh, God.
I forget, this is one of the biggest
it is, isn't
engagement
it?
Weeks.
Ooh. We're getting into that portal between now and Christmas.
A lot
There's
of guys
also that-
tomorrow night are going to go, Mom, want to make an announcement?
Oh, don't ruin
Thanksgiving. Me and Lisa are going to make it official. He asked. They hold up the hand. And I
you guys
said,
are breaking
yes.
up.
I mean, there's probably nervous guys with rings in their pockets right now.
Yeah, burning holes.
I guess that's a good time when all the family is together if you want to take Thanksgiving and make it yours.
I mean, when else are you going to do it?
Before, at private, at home.
Don't hijack my holiday.
Everybody, stop what you're doing. Don't eat. Don't watch football. Don't. All right. This is what's happening.
Me.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, but it's also something to celebrate.
Yes, it is. I know. I'm just being a humbugger.
You know, kids on the way. Like, this is going to, you know, this is the last quiet Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that'd be the last quiet one. You have a little baby screaming.
Oh, boy.
Look at the both of you. Just like, I hate children. We're going to Burger King.
No, we're not. We have food at home. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, but tonight, the biggest drinking night of the year.
Isn't that
Some nice? Have dubbed it Drinksgiving.
Mm-hmm, that's what I saw.
Or Blackout Wednesday.
Ew.
That's the goal, but you wonder if as many kids will go out because it's gotten dinged the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, I think
probably
so.
Probably 2 years ago, there was no Drinksgiving.
No, there wasn't.
It's funny how quickly we're forgetting COVID protocol, like childbirth. I mean, when you think that, like, you couldn't go to a bar.
No.
2 years ago, that would have been illegal, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's weird to think that we were there at that particular stage of
it was like
any
or,
life.
Two or 3 years ago, I was at Bull and Bear the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, I do remember that.
And everyone was like, we're all going to get COVID. And then I went to family dinner the next day, and everyone was telling war stories about, like, whether they'd been out and around people. And I was like, I was in a crowded bar for, like, 3 hours last night.
Everyone's going to get COVID.
They're like, eat on the patio.
Enjoy it. I think that's the reason why it's so popular, you know, with travel and everything like that, is because
Thanksgiving.
Last 2 years kind of sucked. But, yeah, Thanksgiving, getting out there, feel that hangover in the morning. That's always fun. All right, 938-9400. We'll be back. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. I'm sorry I'm laughing. Just thinking at that deli guy that you went to. What an underrated job. Being a deli counter. You know, granted, on that wrestling movie with Mickey Rourke, he's a broke down piece of meat. But yeah.
I did get chicken last week at the deli, and I noticed the guy gave me the two pretty good pieces of chicken breast. We're testing our theory on when you ask for chicken breast, why don't they give you the big piece?
Yeah.
When the guy's digging around in there, a lot of times it looks like he's digging for the smaller piece.
Well, I would probably get yelled at.
They don't grab you the one you're looking at.
Yeah.
They always tease it. You're like, oh, he's going right for the one I was looking at.
Feels like
it's the
claw. And
then he picks it up and tosses it aside.
Yeah. It's like the claw game.
Hey,
you're like, oh, there's the iPad right there. I bet I can get that. And then you go in, you're like, nope.
Hey, why doesn't a deli try that?
A claw
machine?
Give
you the claw.
That'd be fun. Think about the line, though. Oh.
Oh,
I know, but they try it. That the, like, mom could be like, all right, kids, pick out the two pieces of chicken.
Hey.
I didn't get it.
They used to have a lobster one. You know, would be...
That was the saddest thing.
No,
those live lobsters.
Lobsters are great. They're
we called
awesome.
It the people's lobster. They had a claw lobster machine.
In a bar
which was fascinating
at.
If you've ever seen one of those. That's a repurposed actual claw machine. Like, mm-hmm. You know that those lobsters are in a tank of water that used to be filled with stuffed animals like a month ago.
And then they...
How's that legal?
They're like, this is how my life ends.
Remember, PETA was all about it. And I mean, but how smart were those lobsters? After a while, they just kind of got it. They're like, all right, this thing comes down, grabbed Gary, pulled Gary out. And next door, I could see them guys dipping his claws in butter.
Right as you
so now I'll move.
They
now
cook
I just,
it right up for you.
We noticed the lobsters knew to hide in the corners.
Yes, they did. They knew.
It was hard for the claw to get him. But then there'd be like one left, and you would know that why he survived. You'd finally get him with the claw, and you'd be bringing him over to the deal, and he would know to wiggle.
Yes, he goes, his tail, or whatever.
Fascinating. They had him in bars in Omaha. It was Arena Sports Bar. They had a lobster claw machine.
Yeah, because I remember.
What was it, a buck? Buck a game?
It was a buck a game, because that was it. You could get, people were getting lobsters for like $5. And then
a steal.
Yeah, and they would, and they're live, and they would cook them back in the back. And I remember them not having real butter because this is a bar. So everybody was like, hey, and it was like, this is the only butter we have.
So like,
but it's bar lobster.
You just won it in a lobster machine.
You're like, you did just win this in a machine that you could have gotten a Minecraft figurine out of 2 weeks ago.
Remember you ate one that was pregnant?
Yeah, and then I got sick. It came out and everybody's sitting at the bar. This is for when we did our Monday Night Football stuff. And it sat down the table and someone... said, that doesn't smell right. I'm like, I don't care. I ate it and got so sick.
He ate it like Homer Simpson.
Delicious. I don't feel good.
Bar lobster. Yeah. They should have a fried chicken machine. That's, you know, back to the deli guy. Maybe we should tell the guy, hey, that's not your chicken. Don't pick a piece of chicken that you would pick to put in your own bag.
Yeah, be sure to say that to him and then watch what really happens.
If I was the deli guy, that would be my quiet joy. We're both looking at the big piece, like, yeah, I know he wants that big one back. I'm going to tong it, pick it up, move it aside.
to get that sad, anemic looking one underneath where the skin's not even all the way on.
Because I never have the stones to say anything. I'm just
Oh, you're not going to get that? Okay.
Well, when I said the last time I did it, and I said, can I have the freshest pieces?
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, that didn't go over very well, I don't think.
He gave you the dead eye stare. They're all fresh, sir. But let me get the freshest one for you.
We got Molly's Minute coming up next. Next hour, also, when you hear Pink, one of her songs, we're going to hook you up with tickets to her show at Charles Schwab Stadium. That's at a baseball stadium downtown. It's empty all the time. All right, what's up, Molly?
So James Cameron said that Leonardo DiCaprio almost lost the title role in Titanic in the audition because of something he did.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Show on Channel 94.1.
Leonardo almost didn't get Titanic. How would that movie have been without Leonardo in it?
I know. Those two have mad chemistry. Leonardo DiCaprio as Jack, Kate Winslet as Rose. It's an iconic on-screen love couple.
Yeah. Did he ever work with him after Titanic, though? Like, you know how
no.
Marty Scorsese clearly loves DiCaprio. He's kind of like his muse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's in everything, it seems like, right?
I think that it would take a certain kind of actor to be able to, work under the conditions that James Cameron needs. Like, because to me, his movies seem to be more about the movies and less about the people, where Martin Scorsese is much more of, like, an actor's director. I think that there's a lot more, give and take. There's a lot more camaraderie and, collaboration where, like, with James Cameron, he's like, I need you to be submersed in water for four months.
But there's two ways to skin a cat. They both make incredible movies. I don't think the same style works for everybody. Old school Hollywood was Cameron. You just scream at people until you get what you want.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he knows what he's doing. It's just as an actor, I could see it being like once you get to a certain level of fame and you really are an actor artist.
So what's the deal with Leonardo DiCaprio?
He went into this audition and wouldn't read. Like, he was like, oh, you want me to, like, screen test? I don't do that. Cameron was like, okay, thanks, bye. And he's like, wait, you mean I don't get the part if I don't read for you?
It's
and he's like, yeah.
Hollywood, you know, I won't read. You know who I am. You've seen my work. Why do I got to read the script? We were talking about how baller Frank Sinatra was. He only did, he wouldn't audition. And then when you filmed him, he only did one take.
One take. That's it.
That's frustrating.
Like, he's all you get. It. It's like, I'm only doing one.
That's power.
Yeah.
That is power.
Imagine that.
He settled Leonardo down.
I mean, he does his line, and you're like,
It could have been. Nope. Moving on to the next scene.
Maybe I take this lesson right here into our meetings. Next time there's a meeting called, I'll go, you know, I don't meet. You see me in meetings. I'm terrible.
Are you at the young Frank Sinatra stage of your career?
I think so. Or at the end.
Right.
Probably at the end. I'm talking about Deli Man. So, yeah.
Right, I mean, eventually,
have you ever seen Frank's, I think, unofficial retirement, like the first time?
No.
Like when he went away for a while, he faded into black. He did the original Homer Simpson into the shrubbery.
Ooh.
It was like the last ever Frank Sinatra concert, like everybody goes.
And he just went in.
And then he's singing and he's kind of doing an encore and you don't know how many more he's going to do. And then like his last song, he's just slowly slowing down and he literally faded.
Into black.
He leaned backwards into the black light. It was gone.
How do I do that?
I mean, that's an exit, right?
That's a great exit. That is Homer Simpson.
You know, you don't do a thank you, good night. You
just, bye.
Oh, that's it. And then I think he did something years later, but I thought that was pretty cool. So Leo didn't want to read.
And, well, he ended up doing it
because he's like, well, if I'm not going to get, but he's, I guess James Cameron is doing an interview because, you know, he's got his Avatar 2, The Way of Water, coming out in just a couple weeks. And apparently it's an expensive undertaking. He said that the Avatar, The Way of Water, will have to be the third or fourth highest grossing film in history in order to break even.
I'm afraid it sucks, though.
I know.
Because we're not talking about Avatar. We're talking about Leo
and everything else.
Titanic.
Yeah. They have the new trailer that just came out. I'll post it on our deal. But I'm just, I don't know why this Avatar isn't selling me. I don't know why I'm not excited.
It'll be good on the theater. Yeah, I'm sure you have to be in a theater for it to work.
Yeah.
I'm not excited either, and I don't know why.
It's like I've seen it before. It's weird, but...
Well, it looks like a video game. Yeah. But the original Avatar blew everybody's minds.
Yeah. I mean, but that was 13 years ago.
I remember going and seeing it in the theater twice and, like, asking my brother and my cousin, like, Mike and Shay, like, do you guys want to go see Avatar again? And they both had seen it. We all went, duh.
Okay.
Like the three of us, like little boys, ran to the theater to see it together a second time. Remember, everybody, it blew us away, but it was only worked in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Once you got it home, it wasn't the same. It just wasn't the same thing. So maybe that's the deal. It's just got to be on a big screen, like you said, in order to enjoy all that work. He's saying that he's got to make $2 billion to come to get even.
And that was only 13 years ago? It seems longer.
Yeah, it was 13 years ago. Because I was a million months pregnant with Declan. Was the last movie that I ever saw in theaters before.
So think about that. Made it out to a theater super pregnant.
Yes, because I was like, I have to see this in a theater. I have to go. I have to see this. And if I wait, I'm not going to have the
time.
You're not
going to have the time to do it. Ooh.
And I remember coming out of the theater and comparing it to Jurassic Park and Saving Private Ryan. I was like, the special effects blew me away, man. It's the next level.
Yeah, now
we all were crazy for it.
Yeah, and then now it's just different because of the special effects and everything else that we've seen. Okay, next hour we got your pink tickets. Listen for that pink song, then call us. You should have this number, by the way, 402-938-9400. We got what's trending coming up next.
We have one more sleep until Thanksgiving, but then right after that, the holidays swing into full speed. What are most Americans wanting this holiday season?
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Weekdays from 5 to 10. It's the Big Party Morning Show. Only on Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.